This is the voice of San Francisco. I am John Rothman. I want to talk about housing today. I received a wonderful email from one of our regular listeners, and I want to acknowledge David and thank him. And I received it yesterday, and it had to do with a new project at Stonestown, which would eliminate parking and which would provide housing. And I read it with absolute fascination. And then I opened this morning's Chronicle. Headline, Stonestown Project Details Divulged. And I really started thinking about the question of developing new housing in San Francisco. Let's deal with it very carefully. First of all, everyone is in favor of more housing. But the question is, what kind of housing? And the question should be, is there such a thing as affordable housing? And I'm going to suggest to you that the word affordable and housing, an oxymoron. Let's think about the projects that seem to be on the books here in San Francisco. The Laurel Heights campus of the University of California, they've had that planning project on for several years now, and they're still hung up on what to do and how to do it. The old Children's Hospital, CPMC, on California Street. Again, a housing project in the works, but nobody quite knows what the direction will be. Slope Garden, out in the sunset. There was talk there of eliminating Slope Gardens and building a massive tower that would provide more housing. And of course, now we have the Stonestown project, where they're planning to take parking facilities, the lots, the open-air lots, and turn them into housing. Now, I remember when Stonestown was created. It was an outdoor mall with plenty of parking. And I remember the days when the parking lots were packed. Well, that clearly is not the case anymore. And we have seen major facilities, major providers of services at Stonestown close. So the obvious question is, what do we do with these kinds of facilities? And the answer is build housing. Now, I want you to stop and think for a minute about what it means to build housing. If housing is built at Stonestown, one of the great things is that it's 19th Avenue, which means that there's plenty of transit. And that will make a big difference, particularly because in most of the new developments, they want to limit parking. And that goes to a whole other question of parking. Do we want parking? And I say yes. Talk to any merchant in San Francisco, and in order for their enterprise to succeed, they need parking. So I'm interested in what kind of parking will be provided. And then there is the question about what kind of housing should be created. And I raise this because my son lived south of Market, and I would walk through, frankly, rather difficult areas with a lot of homeless people living on the street and a lot of drug dealing to these modern buildings. By the way, the same complex once had a Whole Foods. Whole Foods is gone. They closed. They couldn't survive. And I thought to myself as I would walk to my son's apartment, this would be a good time to learn something. And so I did what I always do. I talked to people. I do talk to people an awful lot. And I talked to the homeless and I asked them a question. If there were affordable housing, would you move into a housing unit? And almost unanimously, the answer was no. And the reason it was no is because I was told we feel safer on the streets. It's an interesting conundrum for all of us to deal with. Are you safer living on the streets? And the other answer I received was, well, we have a community here. We all look out for each other. We protect each other. So let's assume for a minute that all of the potential housing units in San Francisco are built. Let's assume for a minute that the Laurel Heights development takes place, that the CPMC, Children's Hospital development takes place, that the areas of Stonestown is developed, that Slope Gardens is developed, that all of a sudden we have all of these housing units. Oh, wait. We do have a housing unit out in the sunset. And I think it's interesting that we reflect on the Merced parking and the Merced housing. Because Park Merced is a marvelous development, and a lot of people live there. But stop and think about the vacancy rate. And also the fact that through glitches, various times, people have been told they might be evicted from Park Merced. Now wait, if Park Merced still has available housing, and it's right next to what could be developed in Stonestown, and a stone's throw away from the development at Sloat Garden, my question then becomes, what are we creating? Thousands of people will live in housing, some in towers, but will there be individual housing units, which a lot of people want? And what about parking? Will there be parking? And what about the merchants? Will there be enough merchants who can keep their businesses open to really provide services for people who live in this new housing? Now, let's talk about the candidates for mayor for a moment, all of whom are advocating for more housing units, more affordable housing. They're all advocating that, and yet no one is really talking about the coordination of all of these projects. San Francisco's neighborhoods will change. The face of San Francisco will change. The number of people living in San Francisco will change. The kinds of merchants we have will change. You know, I remember years ago when you had a shopping center, and I'll use Laurel Village as an example. They had everything in Laurel Village, a bank, restaurants. They had every conceivable service that you could use. But slowly, all of that changed. And now when you look at a Laurel Village, which has three banks, it has three restaurants, it has Starbucks. But you know what? I don't know that it really services a neighborhood's needs. Where do you go if you want to have a key made? Where do you go to buy groceries? How do you build housing units around schools? Think about the fact that in San Francisco, we're talking about closing schools. There aren't enough students in the public schools. Well, you know, the Board of Education is planning to develop a whole new school system south of Market. But it's a question. Where is the coordination in terms of what's happening neighborhood by neighborhood? What is it that we want to accomplish? And really, are we informed about what's going on? This will require coordination by city agencies, by private developers, and by residents. Just think, when you try to change a neighborhood, what happens to the people who live in the neighborhood? Very often they resist change, or they don't make sure that the change won't affect their neighborhood, their property values, their schools. This is a complex issue. And it's not something that will simply be solved by building housing units. Oh, wait, I forgot to ask you. Who's going to control those housing units? The developer? The city? It's a good question. Remember, Stonestown is private property. If there are buildings built for housing at Stonestown, who benefits from that? These are all questions which need to be answered. Now, some of you are going to say, but on the Voice of San Francisco, aren't you supposed to provide answers? No, I think part of what we have to do is answers, but most of it is raising questions. And when we have all over town talk of developing new housing, less parking, how we preserve our neighborhood businesses, how we preserve our neighborhoods, all of these questions need to be debated and resolved. If they're done as separate projects without proper coordination, frankly, it concerns me. But then again, some of you will say, but John, if you don't have that kind of planning, where are we? It's a good question. Another question to be asked and answered in the 2024 election. We're electing a new mayor. We're electing a board of supervisors, electing a new board of education, new community college board members, all of that. And let me tell you, all of this plays in to the question of the future of San Francisco. And so on The Voice of San Francisco, I may not be answering the questions, but I'm certainly raising them. And that's what we all should be doing, don't you think? This is John Rothman for The Voice of San Francisco, and we will be talking with you every day in the days ahead.